Technology to help the seller.
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD. As we head into late summer, we have those fall festivals. We've got those charity events we like to go to. And right before the kids go back to school, you have those block parties. Well, at some point, you're going to be out and about, and you're going to get the urge to go to the bathroom. And it happens to the best of us. And then you're going to look around, and you're going to think to yourself, where is an R&R sanitation porta potty? Because the worst thing to do is to be away from your home, having to go to the bathroom, and not finding a clean, safe place to go to the bathroom. R&R sanitation porta potties are bigger, which means they're cleaner longer. They get picked up and dropped off and serviced at a much better rate than the competition. So here's my suggestion. If you can't find an R&R sanitation porta potty, go in the woods. Otherwise, make sure you're using R&R sanitation, R&R portable toilets. They want your stinking business. R&R sanitation.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Move quickly because the tide is turning. Solar power is becoming a threat to big energy profits. In fact, some power companies are even pushing for extra fees to make up for lost revenue. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Energy prices are expected to increase by as much as 40% in the near future. Go solar now with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. You can afford it because we finance. Get your government money and save big every month. Big Energy is getting nervous and the door of opportunity is about to slam shut. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my safe.
These hailstorms have done a number on your roof. Call me Billy Berry. I'm the roofing man. My phone number is 636-294-7663. I've been doing roofs all over St. Louis for decades. I'd be honored to do your roof. I'm locally owned and operated. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
I'm your roofing man. My name's Billy. Call me now.
Berry Construction Storm Repair. 636-294-7663. 294-7663.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to our Maximized Living radio show where we teach you, we empower you to take control of your health. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you want to come off medications? Is your family's health not where you want it? This show is for you.
This show is going to transform the way you and your family look and manage your health. It is time to get the true health back into your life and get you back to living the way you're designed to live.
Tune in to the Maximized Living Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. on the Big 550
KTRS.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on air.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
porno pants, men's breeches with the seat cut away.
I wonder how Mrs. Harris feels when she hears him talking like
that. No, that was Paul Harvey.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 24th edition. Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Precision Coatings. These people came on the air a couple of months ago, and my goodness, it's as if there never was a company with professional painters. I'm so glad somebody finally came along and told the world, hey, we're painters, and we're pros, and we're really good, and we'll paint your house inside or out. Their business is great, thanks to you. Glad to have them on board. We'll tell you more after this.
Hey!
The control board. It's the heart of any radio show. I guess the heart would be the transmitter, but the control board
without a control board, it's just a transmitter. Nothing
right,
coming
yeah,
through.
Nothing
I'd,
to go
I'd
through.
Say, I'd say the control board is a vital organ in the being that is a radio station and keeping ours going for now. Well, this one's been running for about 48 years. Is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your current advisor, we would love for you to talk to Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every quarter. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. I think, is today Michael Jackson's birthday or
who
would
cares?
It have been Michael Jackson's birthday? I
don't
who
know. Would know that?
I think so, but I'm not sure. But it's
That's
also
a great story.
It's also an old professor of mine at Flow Valley, Ted Foss. He ran the radio station. Got out of the business.
Is he responsible for you being the broadcaster you are today?
Partially, yes.
Wow.
He partially,
yes. I bet he wishes you had never mentioned his name.
Yeah.
I know. He lives in California now.
I bet now people say, hey, was it Dan Strauss? Never heard of him.
Yes.
No. He listens online. He's in California now. He's a...
He's listening thinking, where did I go wrong?
He became a financial advisor.
Well, you know why? Once he had used a student, he just said, I quit. I give up.
I got to get out of this business.
Out of this stinking business. I don't want anybody to know I ever taught that guy.
I know.
Hey, don't you teach... No, I never did teach it. I don't know who you're talking about.
I know.
That's Dan Strauss. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Brad Boy's been watching the stock market thing. Not worried. Not worried. Mm. Yeah, some people put all their money in like gold. What's your money in? You
got cheese.
It's all in cheese.
Oh, cheese futures.
All cheese futures and cheese presents and cheese pests. That's where all his money is. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
I guess if you're one of those glass half full people, you would say the stock market opened like $1,000 or 1,000 points down, but it came back, so it's 500 something.
Well, you could look at it that way, but didn't it drop 3 something on Friday?
I think so.
It's down,
yeah,
it's since Friday, like 800.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't pay much attention to it because I'm not a stock market guy. I don't understand it. I think it's controlled.
It's because China is going through rough issues right now.
I think it's run by about 100 people, and I think those are the people who know everything, and they you talk about insider trading, that's all they do.
I know.
And they're the insiders, and we're not. We're the outsiders.
You're talking about the Illuminati, right?
Yeah.
The what?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Illuminati?
Probably some conspiracy.
No, what was it? It was what was supposed to be the group that had rings and secret meetings?
Oh, skull and something.
Yeah. And it was supposed to be all the powerful people of the country.
Bush Sr. went there. He was a member. Yeah, it was like a secret club or something. I'm going to say Bones and Skull or something like that. I know what you're talking about. We're brought to you by Precision Coatings. Precision Coatings, the coating is paint. That's the coating. I don't know the difference between stain. You know the difference between stain and paint? I don't. I know
stain stains things.
Well, yeah, but some things. Thank you. Some things are. They're not. Oh, I see you painted your. No, we stained it.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like paint to me.
I think stain is kind of like a natural type of.
Heck, I don't know.
I don't. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Precision Coatings. That's who knows. Dan and Josh and their people. They know. They're professional painters, and you get mad at yourself if you've ever tried to do a project yourself, and you think, well, I can do that. I've got a ladder. I'm going to go down. I'm going to get some advice from the big hardware store, and they're going to tell me what rollers to use. And if you watch on commercials when people paint, like they go, maybe it's a Home Depot commercial, and they go, yes, and during our big something-something paint sale, you can go, and they show a couple. It's always a couple painting together. They got a couple of rollers out, and they're having a great time. And it's almost like having a good dinner or cooking together.
That's a bunch of hooey.
They're painting and the dipping and rolling, and the next thing you know, within that 30 seconds, it's finished, and they're standing there looking at the new kid's room or whatever. It's not quite that easy. And I've only done this once in my life, and I never did it again. And I got the rollers, and they said, what's the texture of the wall? Is it smooth? Is it got the little speckles? Okay, so once I told them, they told me what rollers to get, and I bought the pan. Then you pour the paint in the pan, you roll the roller in it. It was a mess. It was an absolute mess. I had to buy that blue tape, and you try to tape off, and the lines weren't really straight. It looked horrible. Embarrassing. Let a pro do it. You don't need to be on a ladder anyway. Most of you listening, they know the right paint. They'll do color consulting, I guess you would call it, with you, so that before the project starts, you agree, you know exactly what color they want. They'll paint the outside of your house, the inside. They'll do trim. They do drywall repair, because sometimes you don't want to paint over a cracked drywall, or guess what? You'll have a newly painted piece of cracked drywall. You have to repair it. Sometimes you need to power wash outside before you paint something. They do deck refurbishing. Decks don't last forever. They do a lot of that. And look, you get weather like this, and we don't get much of it. When you do, you want to be able to go out on that deck. You don't want the thing collapsing on you. That's a lawsuit. Precision Coating, 636-244-5243. 636-244-5243. I know, you're in your car, you can't remember that. Here's what you can remember. FrankOpinion.com. Because if you go there and you enter the site and hit sponsors, boom, there they are, and it'll link you right to their site. It's a nice website, too. Precision Coatings, our sponsor for the Playhouse today.
The Skull and Bones, that was the group.
That's
George
it, I said
Bush
Skull
was.
And Bones, didn't yeah. I say that?
The Freemasons is the one I was thinking of. That was... Secret societies.
Oh, the Freemasons. That was in National Treasure, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I joined the $5 Masons. They're not free. It's no. Just right. $25.
That's more exclusive.
So Dan was talking about these weirdos that he ran into when he was at the zoo. It must have been a weirdo weekend, because Saturday, my wife and I went to breakfast at Lake of the Ozarks, and we came out of this breakfast place. And it happens to be a place that's part of a golf course. They have a cafe. We didn't play golf, but when you walk out, there are golf carts lined up. So my grandson loves golf carts. So he got on one. He's sitting there, boom, boom, acting like he's driving. And this guy, this loudmouth weirdo, walks up and he just starts talking. And he's one of these guys who... He just likes to talk and keep talking and talk too much. And he goes, oh, it looks like somebody's babysitting. And I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he goes, just for the weekend? And now at this point, when he starts getting into how long are you babysitting, I wanted to go, you know what, this is none of your business. But he just started the conversation. So I said, no, we got him for actually 10 days. Well, he's a cute little guy. You guys live here, or does he live here? I said, no, we live in St. Louis. He lives in Jeff City. Oh, Jeff City! And then he starts. And he starts on Kit Bond, about what a drunk Kit Bond is, what a despicable human being Kit Bond is. How does a guy like Kit Bond ever get elected? Kit Bond this, Kit Bond that, negative, negative thing. Ah, that guy, and that no good guy. And I said, he's my first cousin. Now he's not, but I want to shut this guy up. I'm not making one word of this up. My wife was standing right there, and I said, Kit Bond is my first cousin. And this guy paused, and then he said, well, I don't care. And he said, no, I'm not scared of you. I was in Vietnam. Now, at this point, I'm thinking, wait a minute. Who are you, and what kind of an idiot? I hate Kit Bond. He's my first cousin. Well, I don't care, and I'm not afraid of you because I was in Vietnam. And I just said, well, you know what? That makes us even because I'm not afraid of you either. I said, well, let me tell you something, pal. If I wanted you to be afraid of me, you would be afraid of me. And then he didn't know what to do. So he just starts rambling about something else. I looked at my wife and I said, let's go. I just walk away from this guy. As Jerry Seinfeld would say, who are these people? Who are these people? Well, what is the matter with somebody like that?
I don't know.
What a jerk. What a loser.
I have no idea.
And you know that anybody that knows him, when they see him coming, going, oh, no.
Yeah.
Here comes Harold, you know, because he's a guy nobody would like.
Why does a perfect stranger feel compelled to tell you his political views?
What I should have said after he goes, well, how long you back? I should have said, you know what, it's none of your business. Now, I'm not going to tell you how long we're babysitting. It's none of your business. But I didn't want to start off 30 seconds into the conversation being a jerk.
Or I'd like to say, why do you want to know how long we're babysitting?
No, I didn't feel compelled to. But when he started on,
hoping just by answering two or three questions, that'll be it.
Jeff City,
go away.
He'd go, oh, that's a nice town, nice to see you, and he'd walk away. Oh, Jeff City, well, that's where Kitty Bond was. That's where Kitty Bond. Oh my goodness,
that just set him off.
Last night on Channel 4, and I'm not making any of this up because I backed it up and played it again. The beauty of DVR. Here's exactly what the guy said on Channel 4. They're talking about a shooting or a robbery or something, and then he says the suspect got away in either a black Cadillac or a white Nissan Altima.
What?
Now, there's a world of difference in those two cars. Now, how did that become part of the story? Got away in either a black Cadillac or a white Nissan Altima. Now, did they interview a witness at the scene, and the witness said, well, yeah, I saw him, and he drove, and I'll tell you what, it was either a black Cadillac or a white Nissan. What?
I can see dark blue Nissan
either navy
and a
blue
black Cadillac.
Or a black Cadillac or possibly Buick.
I couldn't quite tell.
But
with
white
the
Altima? Or what the heck? And that's exactly the way they said it. The British Air Show. How about that deal? The jet goes down, kills, at last I heard was 11. They say it's going to be more people, right on a street. And the pilot survives it. He's in critical. I guess he ejected. I watched the footage over and over and couldn't see him eject. But that thing burst into the biggest ball of flames. How about the poor people who are riding along, probably a beautiful day, and the next thing you know, I don't think most of them knew what hit them. You're just vaporized. But how about the guy who had just driven through and looks in the rearview mirror and realizes, I just missed this by 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Or the guy who's about to approach and sees it, puts on his brakes and stops and watches it plummet in front of him and survives. Wow. I went to an auction Saturday, and I want to play you something. There's in some ways I'm reluctant to do this, but I can't help it. I've been not to many auctions, but a few. And normally, when a guy is up there, hey, I got $100, $125, looking $125, looking, give me $125, somebody give me $125, $100, I got $100, need $125, and they've got a pattern, it's kind of all over the place. This guy had one bit that, first of all, he was not a salesman. You know, a good auctioneer going, we got $100. That's not. That's got $100. Come on, we need $125. Call somebody out there.
He'll
stop and go, come, folks, look, come on, $100. Look, I bought one just like this 3 years ago, and I stole it for $200. Now, come on, $100. Let's make it $200. Come on, give it $200. This guy had one thing he kept saying, and it was biddy ba, biddy ba, biddy ba, biddy ba, and it drove me. Now I'm going to play you. And you'll listen, and you'll hear bidibah, 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 and 100, 200, 100, bidibah, 200, bidibah, 220, bidibah, bidibah. Listen to this guy. I hope this comes through okay. Here, hang on. He just kept saying bidibah for three, four hours.
They usually have filler words, they do, but I've never heard
bidibah, 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 bidibah. Wow. I'm sure if Dave Schumacher heard that, Farmer Dave,
amateur. Going,
that guy's no auctioneer.
Oh, yeah.
I'll show you an auctioneer. He does that, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
I've never heard him do it. I bet he's pretty good.
He is
I've
very
got
good.
To see him do it a couple times at a charity auction. Yeah, he is good. Mm-hmm.
This is a weird story. San Antonio, there's a 25-year-old woman. She was in a coffin at the funeral home, ready for cremation, and somebody breaks in and takes her body out of the coffin. They don't steal the coffin. They take her. How do you get away with that? How do you do that without anybody, somebody seeing you taking a body out? Said her body was moved to a private area behind the funeral chapel where workers were ready to prepare it Monday for cremation.
Yeah, do they just leave bodies out in the back in a coffin? Well, we'll get to it Monday.
I guess so, because some funeral homes don't have the crematorium, so they'll take it somewhere.
There's a $20,000 reward for information leading to the return of the body. According to the funeral owner, and this is the best part of the story, according to the funeral home owner, Dick Tips. Dick T-I-P-S. That is a great name for a guy that does circumcision.
Yes.
And now we're bringing in Dr. Dick Tips. He's a specialist in circumcision. That's the funeral home director's name, Dick Tips. According to Dick, they got a $20,000 reward for information leading to the return of that body of that woman.
And I saw that story, and the father and someone else said that they think that it was someone with religious beliefs that think that someone shouldn't be cremated, and that's why they took the body.
No. Yeah. I guess we'll find out eventually. Ladies, get in here, please. I have to have extra time to do this justice.
Ooh, that's nice.
There's a series called Masters of Sex on Showtime, and it's about Masters and Johnson, based on the real people out of St. Louis. And a lot of references to St. Louis and the Arch and the Zoo. And last night's episode, they called Masters and Johnson and the St. Louis Zoo because Gil, the gorilla, which is really, it was Phil.
Phil,
but
yeah,
they call
Phil
it
the gorilla.
Gil in the show, was having trouble mating. So they're sex experts, and they said 98% of their DNA is like ours, so, you know, maybe they could help. And they were able to help, which leads me to this all-time great joke, and it's the story of an FM DJ who's out of work. That's a very common scenario. And he's at the zoo, because he's got a lot of time to kill, and the St. Louis Zoo is free, and the female gorilla is up close to the cage and is staring at him and seems to be attracted to him. And a zoo official walks up to him and says, Mr. Trawick, can we have a moment with you in the offices, the zoo offices? He says, am I in trouble? He said, no, just come with me. And they take him into the offices, the headquarters of the St. Louis Zoo. And there's a group of officials in there. And they said, please have a seat. Can we get you a cup of coffee or something to drink? He goes, What's going on here? He said, well, the female gorilla you were looking at a few minutes ago is a rare species, and we're having trouble getting her to mate. She just doesn't seem to be interested, but we've never seen her show any signs of affection or attraction to any male until you walked up to the cage. We'll just get cut to the chase, sir. I believe you're a former FM DJ. He goes, yeah, I'm out of work. Well, we have a business proposition for you. That female gorilla, and hear us out here. This is going to sound a little strange, but just hear us out. The handlers know and can tell signs of sexual attraction. And they're telling us she was obviously sexually attracted to you, and we wondered if you would be interested. Well, I'll just come right out and say it, sir. If you'd be interested in having sex with that female gorilla. Now, before you even answer, how does $1,500 sound to you? And the former FM DJ says, $1,500 to have sex with that female gorilla. And they said, that's right. He said, can I have a day to think about it? Well, they can't believe he's even, go, my goodness, yes, oh my goodness. Yes, of course, we'll talk to you tomorrow. He says, I'll be back here tomorrow. So the next day, the FM DJ, former FM DJ, shows up at the zoo, and they're all the executives are there waiting. Oh my goodness, if there's even a chance. They said, have you made your decision? He said, yes, I thought this over. I thought about it. I thought about having sex with a gorilla. I thought about the amount you mentioned, the $1,500, and I'm interested, but I have, there are three conditions. They said, anything? Yes, of course. He says, I am not kissing her on the lips. I said, okay, no, fine, you don't have to. He says, if there are any offspring, the little gorillas are to be raised Catholic. They said, absolutely, absolutely. And he said, and then the $1,500, I need 90 days to come up with that.
Let's get a look at traffic now with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
You were supposed to tell him that off the air.
What's that?
I heard you go, he's down on the ground.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Boy, I tell you what, traffic on southbound 270 looks like a parking lot from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. On westbound 40, things are jamming up now from near, it looks like Grand, all the way out through McCausland. Had an earlier accident near Hampton, but that was off on the right shoulder. Then you have heavy traffic again from Highway or from Lindbergh out through Mason. On eastbound 270, things are thinning out rapidly. You're a little bit heavy on Lindbergh to about 170. Northbound 170 slowing from Highway 70 up through Airport Road. On southbound 170, we're a little bit slow from Ladue down through Highway 40. And eastbound 40 downtown is heavy from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. This report brought to you by Subway. Get to Subway today for new flavors of summer, like the refreshing Fuse Half and Half Fresh Brewed Iced Tea, the perfect blend of iced tea and lemonade, plus the delicious turkey and bacon guacamole. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
When you own a business, you want the best of the best on your team, which is why you should interview a Regions business banker. Seriously, put on your game face and don't throw us any softball questions either. Ask, what feedback do you get about your responsiveness and personal service? How will you position yourself as a trusted extension of my management team? Tell me how you've worked with clients like me to achieve their financial goals. What makes you different from other bankers? Tell me how Regions is known for customer service. We'll have some compelling answers for you. We'll also be happy to tell you about our award-winning customer service. But the proof is in getting to know us. Finally, please don't be surprised when we have a few questions to ask you about your business. Give a Regions banker the opportunity to really wow you. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Don't miss the excitement at Busch Stadium when the Cardinals host the Pirates September 4th through the 6th. 25,000 fans 16 and older can take advantage of great giveaways all weekend long. On Friday, fans will receive a wearable replica of the 1967 World Series ring. Saturday, take home a replica throwback jersey, courtesy of AT&T. And Sunday, fans can keep cool with a Cardinals ball cap. It's the Cards and Pirates September 4th through the 6th. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
To the track, to the wall, to the batter's eye. A home run for Johnny Peralta.
On Sunday, September 6th, kick off your Labor Day celebration with the Cardinals and Pirates. 25,000 fans 16 and older will take home their very own Cardinals cap, which proudly displays the American flag inside the STL logo. It's the perfect hat for your Labor Day plans. Great seats still remain. Get your Cardinals and Pirates tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions. The St. Louis Cardinals. Tradition meets today.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-700-3017. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-700-3017. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-700-3017. That's 1-800-700-3017.
Do you use a CPAP device for sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your bulky in-home device everywhere you travel? Then you need to know about Transcend, the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It lets you sleep in total comfort anywhere you go. And right now, you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-500-6720. Transcend from MiniCPAP.com is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can sleep comfortably even while flying. Transcend is our smallest, lightest, and most portable mini CPAP design ever, offering all the performance of a bulky standard in-home device. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-500-6720. Again, that's 1-800-500-6720.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates? Or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education? Or maybe one the U.S. News & World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-600-4119. U.S. News & World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-600-4119. That's 1-800-600-4119.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. Well, Steve, there's a lot of scary statistics we could still cite when it comes to home ownership. You know, there's the Wall Street economy, and then there's the real people economy for the rest of us. And we know that at least one in four properties in our area is severely upside down, which brings us to short sales. It's a complicated process. You need to work with the best. The best is St. Louis Home Retention Group.
Yes, Steve, what we do in every case like that is we're going to review somebody for loan modification, and we're going to give them the best opportunity to keep that home. A lot of people are looking at their home saying, look, I don't want to pay a $100,000 mortgage on a property that's worth $50,000. There is a way out, but again, you need it handled by professionals, licensed realtors, which we have on our team, loss mitigation specialists who are going to take care and mitigate the program with your bank to make sure that you get out without any legal or financial responsibility.
Make the phone call to the St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
There are hundreds of tree service companies in St. Louis, but only a handful of them have certified arborists on staff. T&L Tree Service is one of them. For over 40 years, T&L Tree Service has been providing their clients with quality and personalized tree services, plant health care, and landscaping maintenance. When you choose T&L Tree Service, you're choosing industrial professionals who are experts in what they do. Don't trust just anyone. Get a free estimate at 314-895-1883 or online at tltreeservice.com.
Good afternoon. Nick Scalfano here from Furniture Marketplace USA. My family and I invite you to our four-year-old furniture store in Fenton. We are all about selling affordable USA-made furniture. In fact, over 95% of our showroom is American-made. You'll find USA brands like Serta, Broyhill, Von Bassett, also Solid Woods, Amish Built, and some Missouri-made furniture that's some of the best I've seen in my 40 years in this business. Good quality, USA-made, that's affordable, that's us. Furniture Marketplace, online at yourfurnituremarketplace.com.
Cabinets, Flooring, and More is having a flooring sale. Right now, you can get quality Armstrong hardwood flooring installed for $5.99 a square foot. This is 3 1/4 wide by 3/4 inch thick, solid oak hardwood flooring made in Missouri by Armstrong. It comes with a 25-year finish warranty, and there are 7 beautiful finishes to choose from. Come into the store on Manchester at Hampton for details. Cabinets, Flooring, and More. Quality products at unbelievable prices.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
B-Dubs has done it again with their new Angry Orchard Fiery Applesauce, part of their limited-time menu. It's got heat that builds with kicks of apple and cinnamon. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get so
I thought sure I'd get that joke done in time. We'd be able to get in early, but we're about 2 minutes later than I want to be, so let's run right out to Southern California and connect with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant, Smokehouse Market. Went to the Smokehouse yesterday and picked up some incredible ham salad, best ham salad I've ever had, ever, at Smokehouse, among other things we picked up. They're next door to each other, east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Here's Mike Evans, everybody. Jump on in there, Homer.
All week long, all pop quiz questions will involve Oscar winners.
All right.
And a follow-up, you'll have to answer the question and give me the movie the Oscar winner won the Oscar for. Right. Today, name the name of the Oscar winner who is allergic to horses. Can't be around horses, can't breathe. Is it Hilary Swank? Sandra Bullock? Jodie Foster? Reese Witherspoon? Answer in a minute. This just in, Lindsay Lohan is writing what she calls an educational book on style and fashion. What? What's next? Michael Vick going to write a book on dog care? Maybe the Subway Jerk could write a book on babysitting. It'd be just about the same thing. Fashion and style.
And Lindsay Lohan. And she'll sell a few.
Maybe. Six odds and ends, Caitlyn Jenner.
Now you're talking.
No?
No, heck no.
Will not be going to jail in that accident that she had where a woman died. It was an accident. She could be charged with some negligence. Charge, maybe a fine, maybe probation, but L.A. Sheriff says no jail. It was Bill Clinton who asked Obama to play golf last week, and word is Clinton asked Obama to help take the negative media pressure off Hillary, and the word is that Obama said that there was nothing he could do. Or would do, actually.
Yeah, and of course there's nothing you can do.
I don't think they get along, do they?
They hate each other. Katy Perry and her super bod, and David Hasselhoff and his super bod.
I'm sorry, hold on. Katy Perry, I heard nothing.
Yeah.
I heard nothing.
Katy Perry.
Sleep at the wheel. Sleep at the wheel. There.
We'll be working together, the new faces and bodies for HM Stores.
Right.
Big Christmas promotion coming up. Meet the Press had their very first number one rating since Tim Russert died 7 years ago. Reason?
I don't know.
Donald Trump was the main guest.
How about that?
What about what's the deal with that Jimmy Fallon carrying a eight full-time security guards? Why did Jimmy Fallon need 8 full-time security guards?
I don't know.
Love Nuggets, Nick Jonas, and Kendall Jenner dated very quietly for a while. Kendall was really into it, but it was Jonas who dumped her. 10 best celebrity hair plugs. LeBron James, Kevin Costner, Tom Brady, Jeremy Piven, Jamie Foxx, Elton John, Matthew McConaughey, John Cryer, Billy Bob Thornton, and Steve Carell.
You have to watch for those.
Check them out. Date in history, August 24th, 1989, Pete Rose banned from baseball forever. Also, today's the day that the waffle iron was invented. It was a slow day, what can I say?
Waffle iron, thank goodness for that. I love waffles.
I like waffles, Franco.
Me too. They got those little squares that hold the syrup.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You
oh,
syrup cups.
Yeah.
And finally.
No.
All right, name the name of the Oscar winner who is allergic to horses. Can't be around them. She stops breathing. Is it Hilary Swank, Sandra Bullock, Jodie Foster, Reese Witherspoon?
Oh, man. I'll go, Reese Witherspoon.
I'll say Hilary Swank.
I'll go the one that looks more like a horse. I know that's not very nice. Hilary Swank.
You're all wrong.
Hmm. Buttocks?
Jodie Foster?
Sandra Bullock.
Buttocks. Oh.
Do you know what movie she won the Oscar for?
Gravity?
The Blind Side.
Mm.
I wouldn't buy a lottery ticket.
We're
today.
So stupid.
Yeah. My gosh. Damn.
Oh, I'm an idiot. Peace. And some people know what that's from.
I just saw The Net over the weekend with Sandra Bullock.
That's good.
Bullock.
It's actually really good.
Yeah.
One of her first movies. It was Mike Evans from Southern California, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're closed today. They'll be there for you tomorrow, though. Actually made a reservation, or will tomorrow, for October 6th, way out in advance. So be sure to get in there. American Equity Mortgage, the longest-running advertiser we have on this show, and you can thank them by giving them a chance, giving them a shot at your next mortgage. They've done this for a while. They know what they're doing. They work really fast, and they'll get you the best rate possible, regardless of your credit. Because the truth is, most people do not have perfect credit. Now, here's the other thing they'll do. If you're a homeowner, which means you have a mortgage, it doesn't even have to be with them. As long as you're a homeowner, you can go to American Equity and turn to them to use the equity in that house to borrow money. There are a lot of people who will lend you money. In fact, you've heard these commercials, everything from give us your title to your car to payday paycheck. But those are horrible loans. Using a credit card to borrow money, that's a horrible debt. Interest rate is way up there, and it's not deductible. Use the equity in your house to borrow money for something you need, especially to pay off credit cards. They will explain how easy that is to do. You can reach them at AmericanEquity.com or the number you have known for over 23 years, 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
It's time for our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
Still running slow on southbound 270, although it is getting better. You're heavy now from Page down through Doherty Ferry, and then things open up pretty well. Eastbound 40 downtown, you're just heavy now east of Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Still have a heavy traffic presence on westbound 40 between Kings Highway and McCausland, and also from Highway 270 out through Timberlake Manor. Eastbound 270 is thinned out. And also 170 northbound is thinned down. This traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Get to Subway today for the new flavors of summer, like the refreshing Fuse Half and Half Fresh Brewed Iced Tea, the perfect blend of iced tea and lemonade, plus the delicious turkey and bacon guacamole. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Nestle Purina Radiothon on KTRS in support of the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer was a huge success. The final total is now, wait for it, hold on, wait for it, it's even more than we originally thought. $46,775, making this the best year we've ever had in raising money for this worthy cause. From our sponsors and all of us at KTRS, we'd like to say thank you for your generous support.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Take your fantasy draft to Buffalo Wild Wings, the only place as obsessed with football as you are. Wall-to-wall TVs, great food, and excellent drinks only at B-Dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
I'm Tim Weiland. I'll have your airborne traffic reports, political analysis from ABC's Trey Harden, sports conversation with Andy Strickland, and news with Aaron O'Neill Hayes.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays at 6 on KTRS. News at the top of every hour. This is the Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
All right. We enjoyed it so much. We've all agreed we're going to come back and do this again tomorrow. Please be with us. We'd appreciate it. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude. All
right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
In your car, on your way home. What's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
I just want justice for my daughter. And I know somebody knows something.
A plea for information in the murder of a 9-year-old Ferguson girl inside her home. The new reward money added today.
We've heard the stories about West County communities overrun by deer. But one town now says it's a job for the police department.
A high-ranking Missouri lawmaker vowing to fight plans for state funding for a new stadium. What he's telling the governor in no uncertain terms. Fox 2 News at 6, coverage you can count on, starts now.